down dirt and gravel roads, off the main highway, and now forgotten, you can find small country cemeteries. As families moved, many of those sites are not even mowed or cared for today. But in the state of Missouri, a few of those old resting places have received special recognition. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Each day, The American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of The American Countryside home with you or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from The American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
In hosting this program, you come across many intriguing sites in the United States. While crisscrossing Missouri, I wondered why there were a few very small cemeteries that were classified as state historic sites. Nancy Smith shed some light on that question.
The state enacted a statute that says any governor that does not have a perpetual care cemetery, the state will maintain their gravesite.
Nancy oversees one of those gravesites.
Governor Dunklin's gravesite happens to be on a bluff overlooking the Mississippi River. So it's a beautiful little spot just to go and visit and look at. You can see Illinois and you can see the river, and it's kind of on a bend, so you can see quite a ways north and south from there.
Dunklin was Missouri's sixth governor and died in 1844. Visiting his resting place gives you insights into his life and his family.
He did have quite a bit of property in that area. The rest of the land was sold off by his not-as-business-minded sons and family after he passed, and so just the gravesite itself is only a couple of acres of land.
Dunklin's resting place is actually the smallest of the cemeteries that is a state historic site. There are just five headstones here. In a way, the four governors who have their graves under the care of the Department of Natural Resources get special attention. Perhaps no one would know anything about them if not for the designation.
Well, he's been known as the father of public schools in this area. His state schools, because we're talking about the 1830s, so a public school system had not been developed at that time.
Traveling the countryside in Herculaneum, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.